So we are moments away from showtime. I think just a little unpacking of instruments that's up in the air about the vocalist, but Henry can
he
video
texted,
you
he
on that.
He said he was on the way, but sure he gets lost sometimes. I'm sure. Apologize.
But
about
we
that.
Just rehearsed, so you know our no, part is our part is taken set. Care of.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have utmost confidence.
Uncle Joe, you know.
And a rising sense of anticipation. Thank you for being here. Once again, if you haven't gotten for your cover charge, do that. That helps me pay this band. Tonight, it's a guaranteed fair wage fund date. Jazz in the Neighborhood has set a bar of $150 per musician. That's $750 for the guys on this stage. And it's a relatively decent payout. It's not huge money, but it's relatively decent. Thanks to this organization. So feel free to go to their website, support them. They're a nonprofit. We are also a nonprofit, and so you can donate to us. But anyway, thank you for your coverage. That helped us get there. There's no tip jar on these shows because that organization says they're trying to pay a fair wage, and there doesn't need to be a tip jar. So they can't fair wage. So it's a conceptually very important thing. So that's happening. And this is the Hardly Strictly Family Band. This is Henry Hung on trumpet.
Woo!
Kristen Strom on saxophone. James Mahone on saxophone.
Yeah.
Brandon Essex on bass.
Yeah.
And on guitar, Scott Sorkin. All right. They will be starting in moments. This is a BYOB situation. If you need to run and get a beer, now's the time, but hurry. Okay.
Thank you guys for spending your Saturday evening with us. We usually have a vocalist, Uncle Joe, but he is a little bit late, so we're gonna just hold down the fort. I hope you all don't mind, right? All right, well. We like to play a collection of blues, country blues, and folk, but we're gonna start with an Abigail Washburn song called It Ain't Easy. And in about 5 seconds, we'll be right there. Can you give us a junior?
Sure.
Also another round of applause for Eric and Bert and Beckett, the best bookstore in San Francisco.
If you like what you hear tonight from a Hardly Strictly Family Band, you can always pitch one of Henry's other bands, the Klaxon Mutant All-Stars. So there's many possibilities. In this.
And then
I want to be a mutant.
You'll get it. We're all mutants.
Who says?
We're all mutants. I'll count this in at one. That's easy.
Thank you.
Any sign of Uncle Joe?
Not yet.
All right. We'll just keep it going. We'll keep it going. We don't need Uncle Joe here. Uncle Joe's our usual singer, but we don't need him, right? Are you missing a vocalist?
No.
No, you don't need a vocalist. No, no, no. We're just going to keep it going. This is Tedeschi and Derek Truck's song called Just as Strange, and it kind of goes...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brother, word out, where art thou? Yeah? Alright. I was going to save this for the second set, but y'all seem like you'd dig that. So, we're going to play a tune from that movie called I'll Fly Away.
No, that was a volunteer.
That was okay.
You want to go first?
That was actually Mr.
Everyone want a piece of this? Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. You guys have fun.
Yeah.
bass.
Woo!
But I'm coming home.
Yeah.
With a Hardly Strictly family band. We're all family. Right?
Yes.
We're all family. Let's see. It's a pretty mellow set we got. So, we don't get that excited, not get that slow. It's just kind of right in the middle.
It's not really so, fast, not really slow.
Huh? You know, yeah. It usually does. So we like to save the real hot stuff for Uncle Joe, okay? So we don't want to get you all too excited before Uncle Joe gets over here. But, let's see. We're going to take out an old Delta Blues classic called You Gotta Move by Mississippi Fred McDowell. And, Uncle Joe, he's the one who showed me this tune. I love this tune because of him. And I wish he was around to kind of sing it. But hopefully we'll be able to evoke the lyrics for you. All right? So you got to move. Give you three and you're at it.
Boop, boop, boop.
move by Mississippi Fred McDowell. We'll bring it a little bit up. Just to, yeah. A little up.
Is Joe here yet? That's
Is Joe here yet? I don't hear him. You usually can hear Joe. Like, there's... When Joe comes in, you can hear him. So, I know when he's here. He'll knock down a couple of bookcases and stuff. It'll be great. Sorry, Eric. Yeah, but you know how Joe is, Eric, right? You gotta pick up after him a little bit, but he's working.
That's the price of show business.
Since Joe's not here, we're gonna keep it on the instrumental a little bit more. This is a Hank Mobley song, and I was introduced to this because I'm a huge fan of a trumpet player named Lee Morgan, and yeah. He's basically the reason why I play trumpet, and so I used to hunt out every single recording Lee Morgan was on, and this is one of it. It's a blues called Boy, What a Night, and I think last year, was it, Eric, that you brought in the documentarian, or?
Oh, yeah.
What was that documentary called again?
His Point Called in Work?
I don't know.
I thought it was...
There was a really great
Colin Morgan.
Colin Morgan. So Lee Morgan is, if you don't know, led a storied life, and he may be more well known that he got his demise because he was shot by his ex-wife on stage. One of the legends of, like, one of the storied histories of jazz, but this documentary was beautiful in a different way because it kind of was able to show the woman's side of her story of what happened between them and the deterioration of their relationship and where they were. And you just kind of always heard one side of the story and never got to hear the other side. And it was a fascinating documentary, and it's got amazing clips of Lee Morgan. So if you got a chance, go see that. But so this is dedicated to everybody. it's called Boy, What a Night. Yeah. 6 and 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you.
Thank you.
us do one more, or do you want us to save it?
I want you to do one more.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think you all want to hear me sing.
No, you're right.
No, no. Okay, let's give him one more. We're gonna keep it on. This tune is by. Since we're gonna be all instrumental, I haven't heard Joe. Like I said, you'd hear Joe when he comes in. So we're going to do one more instrumental. This is a Johnny Hodges tune. Johnny Hodges, as you know, or may not, was Duke Ellington's alto player for decades. Right? Basically, yes, for so long. And so this is a tune he wrote for Duke called One for Duke. This is Kristen Strom on the tenor saxophone. James Mahone on the alto sax. Scott Sorkin on the guitar. Mr. Brandon Essex on the bass. My name is Henry Hung. Thank you. We are the Hardly Strictly Family Band, and we'll bring you some Johnny Hodges, and then make sure you. Do we have snacks and stuff, Eric? Alright, so we'll play this quick so that, you know, you have enough time to have some snacks before Eric eats it all.
You might still eat some cheese.
Snacks with the bass.
Thank you.
Family picnic here. This is the Hardly Strictly family band. Right? Henry Hung on trumpet. James Mahone on alto saxophone. Kristen Strom on tenor saxophone. Scott Sorkin on guitar. Brandon Essex on bass, and Uncle Joe may or may not get here.
I'll check my text. I'll check my phone.
Yeah,
he probably
yeah.
is somewhere.
The family name Beckett. It's kind of endemic to the problem.
Well, thank you for joining us again. I think Uncle Joe, he's coming, but I think he might have mistaken this place to the old Beckett's in the East Bay. Back in 2014, right? Is it 2014?
I think I'm pretty sure that was pretty hopping.
But we'll do our best to keep things going. Is that okay? Yeah.
You are the most dangerous backing band west of the Sacramento River.
West of the Sacramento River, you won't find a more dangerous band, more dangerous saxophone player than Mr. James Mahone on alto saxophone.
Yay.
Mr. Brandon Essex on bass.
Yay.
And you're gonna hear from the amazing Kristen Strum and Scott Sorkin. But we're gonna start things off because we like to change things up a little bit. But
the incredible stroking and rigor.
Yeah, were you looking for Joe? Did you find Joe? No. We can do this trio if
you
want.
Yeah. You guys can join in.
Huh?
Yeah, we'll join in when we're ready.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll know it. Brandon Brown will pause for Chris's drama.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott Sorkin on.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Oh, indeed, isn't it? Better do the chorus up front.
Oh, no, take your time.
Oh,
we were just going to do a trio, but I think they were so excited to join us, though. I guess we're going to be back on the table.
Do it. I like to listen to it.
We don't have a lot of
Thank you. Thank you.
Showed me this beautiful tune by the group Nickel Creek. Anybody know Nickel Creek? Yeah. Chris Thiele. Nickelback. different. If you're a fan of Nickelback, you might be disappointed with what we're about to play. But Nickel Creek. Who are all the members of Nickel Creek? It's Chris Thiele and the brothers.
The Watkins.
Sean Watkins.
Thank you. And, so we'd like to do a beautiful tune of theirs called No Place Like Home.
Thank you.
Seen Joe yet, but I'll just stop.
Last time I heard him like a block away.
Yeah.
That might have been just a prior engine going by. I don't want to say we don't need Joe, but are you doing okay right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. We'll just keep it going. This tune, Rollin' and Tublin', it's been done by a lot of different artists and just too many to name. It's a classic, and we're gonna give you all our little spin on it. Rollin' and Tumblin'.
Thank you.
Thank you.
he got scared.
Up again, huh?
We got
just
scared.
Getting used to the idea that there was
long
nowhere.
Enough, and it's quitting time.
You know,
we think he went to Beckett's in Berkeley in 2014.
Shit.
He might have went to there. And
what's the story? Yeah.
Temporal,
you know,
problem.
I think we're just going to have to come to terms that Joe might not leave me.
Well, then you better suck it up and do one more now.
Okay. All right.
And you got to say no. You do not want to hear him sing.
But honor of Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little Robert Johnson song called Come in My Kitchen. And thank you very much for making it out. This is Chris the Scrum on the tenor saxophone. Mr. James Mahone on the alto sax. This is Scott Sarkin on the banging away at the bass, Mr. Brandon Essex.
Yes.
You were hung up on Henry Hung.
Come on in my kitchen. Hey, Uncle Joe, we love you. But hopefully next time, he might have just gotten the start times a little bit wrong. But, you know, did you all have a good time already? Did you all? Yeah. Thank you very much. We're the Hardly Strictly Family Band. And one more thank you to Jazz in the Neighborhood for making this possible. And,
I just did some math. So if you guys made $150 a night and work 5 nights a week, you'd make $36,000. That's pretty good in this town.
That's
right?
Pretty good. That's
so don't ever hesitate to pay the band,
ladies. Yes, thank you. And one more applause for Eric and Bert and Becky.
Yeah!
We're going to just take it. Saturday night. It's time to bring you on home. And so we're just going to, just a nice, nice and slow. Because I want to go to sleep tonight. I don't want to stay up. Okay, 3D chair. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.